And where do you get the mold? Like the rip mold.
You sound like a wild wildebeest there, Lou.
Should there be any other kind of wildebeest than wild? Free-range wildebeests.
True that. That's what you're serving on the Meatopia, right?
Yes, we are. We're having wildebeest balls.
Lou, we're halfway through the season. What do you think of that?
I'm a little bit discouraged after the first half.
Yes.
You know, the Giants are getting the beat down. The Bears are getting the beat down.
Yeah.
Dallas is winning. Packers are winning. It couldn't be a worse scenario.
I know. We are. We're sitting in. even the Detroit Lions, Lou, are expressing themselves.
Yeah, there's just a disturbance in the force.
There is a disturbance in the force. Lou, you couldn't have put it better.
You know why? It all happened because they started tearing down the bleachers at Wrigley.
How about that new manager pick, Lou? Joe Madden.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know him from Bill Madden.
Or John Madden.
There we are.
My favorite part of any new manager pick for the Cub is when they have to go to the press conference and explain the goat curse. Because inevitably they're asked about it, and some people don't know about it. Like, I suspect Joe Madden doesn't know about it, so whatever. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, well.
I predict another.
You know what? Why would you take the job? I mean, I guess it's guaranteed money.
It's big money because they're looking for someone to save them, you know, basically. So, yeah.
That's what Theo was supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah. And we're on the fourth year of that experiment.
Yeah, so it's,
they're
screwed.
I interviewed Theo this year.
Did you?
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Is he taller in person?
He's a tall dude. I think he's a little shorter than I am, maybe.
What did he have to say about Billy Beane?
What he had to say, well, he did talk about his greatest trade, which was when he won the World Series in Boston, but he would not talk about curses. He goes, I'm from Boston. I know all about curses. I don't care about curses. I'm president of baseball operations. I don't care about curses. So,
beautiful.
Lou, what do you do on the bye week? What are you doing on the Meatopia for the bye week, besides the wildebeest?
Besides the wildebeest, nothing. Well, just keep it low key.
All right, very good.
Yeah, just be a wildebeest.
The betters and the retrobates will be in today.
Yes, I have no idea.
Of course.
It's another beautiful day. The Bears aren't playing. Packers aren't playing.
Right. There's only 11 Sunday games to pick, Lou, because of the bye week.
Yeah.
You know, that's weird.
How are you feeling about your picks this?
It's a tough one this week. I thought it was a very difficult one. I'm picking my upset special is Ravens over the Steelers.
Okay.
I think the majority of the other people on the board picked the Steelers.
Okay, I probably did. With the curse. We started a new division.
Yes, the new division's working out well. I'm very happy with it.
Everybody, the bar division?
Everybody's in the Dickman.
But we have a new division.
What is it?
The bar division.
The bar division, okay.
Yes, you have to come in on Saturday and put your picks down on the pad.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah,
I'm not publishing it, Lou. If you want to publish it, go for it.
Oh, no, we'll just announce the winner every week.
Very good.
For the bar division.
Very good. There's two
I don't know how many are in there. I think there's about 10 people in there, 10 or 11.
We have as many divisions as the major leagues now, Lou.
Well, that's so everybody can make the playoffs.
True that.
We'll be like We'll be like hockey. Only two people don't get to the playoffs.
So Roka Smela still hasn't weighed in, but she always waits the last minute. Being in her number one spot, of course. So, right. Lou, do you have a sandwich review this week?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. It was, I hate to, harp a chain, but there's a burger place up by the Loyola stop.
Yes.
And I got the hot dog there.
You got the hot dog at the Five Guys? Ding, ding, ding.
I did. Actually, it was brought to me.
Five Guys.
Yesterday, yes. The Five Guy hot dog. It was outstanding.
Oh, my gosh. is it a Chicago-style
dog? It was free. It was delivered. Totally caught me by surprise. It was a nice 4 o'clock snacky, 4:30 snacky.
Lou, you've invented a meal between lunch and dinner.
Yes. Snacky.
Now, is that a Chicago-style dog, Lou, or do they do some other variation?
Well, there was a lot of stuff on it, so I think it was.
Yeah.
It was walked through the garden.
Okay, very
good. Walked it through the garden.
Yep.
No
yep.
Pork peppers, though.
All right.
But it was just delicious.
Well, there you go. Wow. Luke,
yeah.
Going to the chain. This is the second chain, though, that you've reviewed. You did review a McDonald's at one point. You went.
I was actually going to go and tear apart the McRib.
You should. So
we'll have to wait for that. We'll wait till I go down for two for five.
That's a good one.
Because the McRib is just horrible.
That's mystery. That's the equivalent of what they served you in the cafeteria at schools during the 70s, the old mystery meat.
And where do you get the mold? Like the rib mold.
You have to invent that, Lou. You have to invent that. All right.
Okay.
You ready for your question of the week, Lou?
I'm all ears.
Lou, what is better, an election or an erection, and why?
Well, it's obvious. And why is obvious as well.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou.
All right, have an outstanding week.
Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Election Erection Service. When you elect to erect, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou erects you!